When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. That ball smoked. Gavin Lux, two-run homer for the Reds. 6-3 Marlins. Carver and Lisi with you. Busy last hour. We got a lot to do. Clippers Nuggets later. We're watching the Knicks and the Pistons. We got the hockey as well. We got baseball. We got the golf. Draft is Thursday night. You have all sorts of things going on, that's for sure. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Top eight, need a run. Need a break.
Yeah, let me tell you, these two teams completely screwed you with their base running a couple of innings ago. Both had chances for first and third, second and first and second, and they ran themselves out of potential runs. Just awful. Absolutely awful. Don't talk it down. Talk it in.
Oh, we got a big we got a big UFL game on Friday. Memphis and Birmingham.
Enough that with the UFL. Stop bringing up the UFL.
Friday night has over written all over it. That has 50-plus points written all over it.
You could go watch it on Friday night then, okay? Nobody's watching that Garage League.
Is that the way you're going to be, by the way?
Nobody's watching that Garage League.
You know, that's not right by you. I come back. You didn't have me for a couple of days. You're sending me tweets about, you know, the Cavender twins and Carson Beck. Which
you
I saw
that?
Already. Yeah, yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that. This kid made you want to talk about, he went from a winning program to a program that's going right down into the ground with Mario Big Chest. You know what I did last night? I don't know if it was new. I saw the 30 for 30 with Elway and Marino. And then the one with 1983 draft.
The draft? Oh, that's a great one. That's not new. It's a couple years old. But
well, they had it on last night.
It's a really good one. I enjoyed that one.
Then the one with Peyton and Charles Woodson.
I did not see that one.
Maybe that was the new one. That might have been the new one.
That might be new. The 1983 one, that's been out for a long time.
That might have been the new one, where Tennessee thought Peyton Manning got screwed with the Heisman. And, you know, tell me the big game Peyton Manning won in Tennessee. I'm just saying. Couldn't beat Florida. wasn't until he left and T. Martin got there in 1998 when Jamal Lewis started week one against Donovan McNabb in Syracuse. Let me tell you, I was, you know what the spread was in that game? One, just saying. Tennessee won by one. Either way you looked at it, either you know, left coast, west coast, east coast, you know, the New York papers had Syracuse minus one. West Coast had Syracuse dogs as one. Go figure.
You talk to your West Coast contacts about that game?
No.
Yeah, that game?
That's when you just used before, to read the tape.
That was before you had West Coast contacts? It was back then?
Yeah, strictly East Coast.
Is that where you developed your hatred for the West Coast contacts? You got...
I don't,
because you got a personal, you're very personal about this. Is of East Coast, the guys out west, and all. Now, yeah. Maybe it's just particular certain people that you're referring to, the guys out west, but
the
I
West
feel like
Coast
some,
guys
some
are very, very clicky. They think they know everything, the West Coast crew. They, you know, and
I'm saying
I said,
East Coast
remember,
guys, East
no,
Coast guys aren't like that.
I'll say this. No, because the West Coast guys think they've been around the game for a long, long time, right? And nobody else is, it could tell them. And I'll just say this and throw it out there. The West Coast guys, right, their business was developed by East Coast minds. Don't forget it, all right? That's all I'll just say. Leave it at that, okay?
They right? sent the East ideas Coast, out to the desert.
Yeah,
they sent the
exactly.
ideas out there.
Right, exactly. Don't forget that. All right? Okay?
I won't forget it, Joe. I won't forget it. Can you believe that this guy hasn't scored a point yet in the second half? Is this possible?
That's your call. I told you we should have went with Cat. Cat was 175 to hit 25. We could have gotten a great number on him. And this Brunson, all you do is burn our money with this Brunson.
Wait, what did you want to do with Cat?
Cat for 25.
Yeah, I mean, what's he got right now?
I don't know. You tell me. If it's not Brunson, got to be Cat.
Sounds like he's not moving the needle either, though, Joe. What it sounds like to me.
I like Detroit anyway.
Sounds like we got a problem.
Can we get a run in this Detroit game? Can we get a run? You talked it right down into the ground.
I didn't talk anything into the ground. I tried to root it in for you, and the pathetic base running... Pathetic base running
you
that has gone
like
on in
Harry,
this game.
Had to be like Harry Callis with the play-by-play.
2-0 Capitals. 2-0 Capitals early in the third period. 2-0.
I mean, we're not going to get another run. These Padres can't. They're going to go down.
These guys are
like,
walking, Joe. Everybody's walking. Walk.
Here we go.
Why can't we? All my guys are walking. They're just walking,
oh,
Joe.
Man.
Get somebody... Who can actually
you know what?
Hit. Like it's just
you know what, Carver? I'm aggravated already. I'm totally aggravated. This game is gonna leave me at the altar. I'm gonna have to put in something. What do you want to do in the Detroit game?
Oh yeah. No, Clippers Nuggets.
What do you want to do? This game's gonna leave me at the altar. I could tell it already.
What game is gonna leave you at the altar?
This,
what
this game? Detroit game. I need one run. One run. And it's going to leave me at the altar. I got no cash out now. This Brunson's dead to rights. This Brunson. And you want to talk about a gutless. And Malik Beasley, nowhere to be found. He's with Katy Perry in the spaceship. I mean, come on right now.
3-3 Braves. 3-3 Braves, Joe.
Good for you. Good for you, Carver.
Here come
I'm
these
happy.
Braves.
Yeah, good for you. You got it. Good job.
I didn't get anything. That doesn't help me at all. Doesn't help me at all.
Do I have a shot to get this total? Do I have a shot?
In what, you get, what, the Detroit game?
Yeah.
I don't really... I've tried to talk that in for you, and now you're getting mad at me like it's my fault that
yeah,
you know, these guys
all
can't
right,
score.
To,
by the way, the Nick total's down to 199.5. Dropped like a rock from halftime.
Yeah, because they have a.
I don't think the Knicks have. I don't think the Knicks have scored a basket in the second half. Have they scored?
Not much.
Have they scored? 4 points they have halfway through the quarter.
What are we doing with this? What are we doing with the Clipper game? Let's take Kawhi for bounds.
Cat's got nothing, man. He's got 10 points. Like, you're all over Cat. This Cat's
Kawhi Leonard. Either. Kawhi Leonard for 8 bounds. Plus 186.
How many times do we have to? This is like the same playbook every time. You bust out the same playbook and we go through the same routine. This guy's soft on the glass. He doesn't go near the glass. Why do you keep taking him for bounds? Why?
Because he's got good value. I think we...
What is the number for 8 bounds? Tell me the number.
186, plus 186.
Should be about plus 400. The guy never fights for it on the glass. Never. You got all these guys out there, Joker, Zubac. All these guys are going to be getting the glass. You think that this guy's going to work for bounds? No shot. Carver and Lisi, Sportsgrid Radio, SiriusXM. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. So a few things here. This McKinstry on the Tigers, he missed a homer by a couple of feet, hit the bottom of the wall. So he's at second with one out. And we need this Green or this Torkelson to get him in. Can Torkelson homer when he comes up? How about the Torque?
Why not? Torque. Give me a hit here. Give me a hit, guy. Make contact. All right.
Reds are going to try to rally here in the top of the ninth. They're down 6-3 in Miami to the Fish. The Braves. And this Murphy. Did he homer? He did. 3-run homer for Murphy. 7-3 Braves. 7-3 Braves.
Game opened up. I knew it.
Game opened up in a big way.
Come on, give me a base hit. Come on, Green. Come on, Green. Slap one. Just slap one to left center. Come on, this guy looks nervous. Come on, Green.
This Green.
Oh, man. Hang in there, kid. Keep that front shoulder. Come on. Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red.
Joe's teaching the guy how to hit now. He's giving him. He can't keep.
Keep that shoulder in. Keep that shoulder in.
Keep the shoulder in, Joe is telling him. End of two in Winnipeg, 1-1 Blues and Jets, 1-1. We got a close one there in Winnipeg.
Like the Blues. Come on, kid.
You like the Blues, huh?
Nice single here. Come on, nice single. Seeing eye single. Come on, kid.
Blues are plus 140 live.
Get out of there! Ah, man, it went through the wickets. Can we get a wild pitch? Is this Matsui?
Well, I'm actually watching the game, Joe. What do you want to know
me
about
too.
It? You're watching.
I'm watching the game too. On FS1. I'm watching it. Now, what are you gonna say?
You're watching the game, huh? I'm surprised. You're usually not watching the game.
Guy, it was an error, and the second baseman backed it up. In this match,
this is it now. This is it. This is it.
They're going to intentionally walk. Who are they intentionally walking?
Can this Torkelson hit a homer here, Joe?
They intentionally walked him, I thought.
Scared. The lefty don't want to face him, huh? Unbelievable.
Look at this. We got no shot. I know.
You're way ahead of me on this game. I don't see. Oh yeah, they put him at first.
I need.
How many of my guys are gonna walk tonight? How many of my guys that I haven't walked?
What happened? I'm doing Kawhi Leonard big bounce. What else you want to do?
You know, that's just the one way. Again, let's try this again. Let's see. Let's go look, Joe. Let's get the research out.
Yeah, get the research. Come on.
Again, I know I got it. For some reason, I got to hammer this home to you every single time. But we'll do it again here.
Justin Henry Malloy. I mean, this guy's back.
That's your guy. It's the guy from Jersey. That's the kid from Jersey.
I mean, could we get anybody else? Could this guy throw it in the dirt? Could he throw it in the dirt? Could he hang one?
Kawhi's last six games. You ready for this?
Yeah, give it to me.
6 bounds, 7 bounds, 10 bounds, 6 bounds, 6 bounds, 3 bounds, 8 bounds, 6 bounds. So that's 2 in the last 8 for 8 bounds. 2 of his last 8 games.
That's why he's got great value. I think he steps up tonight. What's the problem? Now you pick one. Pick your guy.
I'm not playing Kawhi 8 bounds. Fine. You want to play Kawhi 8 bounds so that we can yell about this later? That's fine.
Yep.
Fine. Kawhi for 8 pounds.
Dead.
That's what you want. That's what you get. Oh! Can the Knicks like get a basket?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was
can
your
they get
pick.
A basket?
That was your pick. So I don't know. Kid had a nice rip at it. Kid had a nice rip. Right. Brunson. He left the half with 17 with Beasley. They got nothing in the third quarter. So we have life there. You want to talk about
Ryan McGee? Here's the one thing that I will say, though, Joe. No matter who we would have taken, nobody has scored in the third quarter. It's been a zero. Nobody has scored for either team. It's been no scoring. This Lindor again, Joe? Second homer of the game for Lindor. 5-0 Mets. 5-0 Mets. What about Alonso? Can't get Pete?
Always you.
All right.
Always you. Come on. Come on, Malloy. Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red, baby. That's outside. That's a bad call. That's a bad call, ump. I mean, really.
You want me to go conservative or big?
I mean, this ball is nowhere close.
Conservative or big?
Conservative. Come on. Come on, Malloy. Put
Fine.
The bat on the ball, kid. Come on, man.
Norman Powell for 3 threes.
You and Miss Norman. Every time we play this, Norman Powell. Fine. 3 threes. How many legs? 4?
I mean, I guess we got to put something with the. Oh, I know who I want in there. Go ahead.
Norman Powell. Let me get this. 3 threes for Norman Powell?
Yeah.
All right. Right at third. Throw it over his head.
Joker, 10 assists.
I didn't even get the pick, but okay. Sure, Joker, 10 assists.
Okay, now what else do you want? That's the one that I'm going to pick. Joker, 10 assists.
Play your points.
Man, he hit it hard, Joe. All right, you need the Padres. Do you at least have Tatis coming up who can get a blast?
I don't
you
know.
Do. Tatis is up third. At least you got the right guy coming up, Joe.
Right. Maybe. Hopefully. How about 25 points for... 20 points for Jamal... 25 for Murray.
You had it right the first time.
All right, so then do Murray for 20.
Murray for 20, all right? Let's try to make this actually hit. We'll round it up when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back here for this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
Get a guy on. Oh, man.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
Screwed
What's the matter, Joe? What?
I wanted to take the over in the Brave game, and I had it. Now we got nothing. Could he drop it?
Could have altered it, too.
Could have altered it.
This Padres, and now they're up to the last out. This Tatis. They're tattooing the ball early. And all of a sudden now, these guys are hitting it right at guys. He couldn't drop that. I mean, really? This Tatis, could he go yard? Does he ever go yard, this guy?
He's homered like 3 of the last 4 days. Like, he's been on absolute fire.
All right, maybe.
The guy's been on fire.
All right. So, he's singled.
You know, I could say that.
He's home runs. It would be nice if he could
7-6
go deep,
Braves. Contreras 2-run homer. 7-6 Braves. That was the game. Hey, can this Schwarber homer for the Phillies here, Joe? How about this Schwarber?
Why not everybody else except my guy? How about that? How about you root to Thiessen?
I wouldn't have a problem if he homered right now. I hope he homers.
He got a big swing, 1-2.
He's trying to hit one. He's trying to pad the stats.
Could he
How about
take
the Schwarber
fly?
Here?
I get a big fly. Could I get a big fly? I'm a six.
How gutless are the Knicks here?
I mean, can I get a big fly from Tatis? But this guy, he's hanging in. Come on, man. Big fly it. Big fly, Fernando. Come on. Big fly.
I like that, Joe. Big fly, Fernando.
Struck out. Great job. All right. Head to right.
The base running killed you there.
You talked it right down. No shot once you turned it off.
Talk anything down. The base running was atrocious by that team.
I told you the algo knew.
Both teams. When they had 10 runs. Atrocious.
When they had 10 runs, the algo wasn't even giving me, was not even giving me more than 50% of the bet, which tells you the algo knew.
To be fair, I'm just going to say, to be fair, the game did go over. The game went over. You were just greedy. The game went over.
What are we doing? Kawhi, Norman Powell, Joker, and Jamal Murray?
I forgot about this.
Come on,
Hot
Shot.
Let's go back to this.
With the 30% profit boost, what are we doing?
With the profit boost, Kawhi for 8 bounds. Norman Powell for 3 threes. Joker for 10 assists. Jamal Murray for 20 points.
24-84?
24-84 after the profit boost. Yes.
All right, great. That was more. Okay. All right.
Is that all right with you, or is that not enough?
Can't believe I lost this. It was from 4-1 bet. Just terrible. This Brunson. Malik Beasley, they're giving me $1.96 on the cash out. I might as well take it. That's got no shot.
Go ahead. Go take it. Take the cash out for $1.96. Go ahead.
Doing my own thing in the baseball.
Oh, is that right?
I like the over in the Brewer game. Yeah, I'm not listening to you anymore. Over Brewer.
Wait, what are you talking about? First of all, the Padre game went over. You just were greedy. Okay? And I'm in for a couple. I think this is going to be tough to get the alt with the Brewers and the Giants, but I'm on Cheerio, and the Chapman. So I'm on these guys.
I think this game's going to fly off the rails.
From your lips to God's ears. That means both my guys are homer then, maybe. Why can't we both eat? I mean, I don't know why. You always want to just keep the plate to yourself. You never want to get anybody else involved. The listeners know it too. You see the tweets all the time. They know.
The listeners know?
They know.
Now what?
They know. They know what? You're out for yourself. You're out for yourself.
I'm out for myself.
You're out for yourself.
I know. Honest Carver. Yeah, you and Abe Lincoln.
We said, I'm for the people. You're for the Velvet Rope crowd. You know, that's just how it, that's.
A-listers. A-listers only.
You're an A-lister guy. You know, that's just how it is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you aboard here. All right, Joe.
5-0 Mets lead the Phillies. Can this Nimmo hit one here, Joe? How about this Nimmo?
Nimmo.
Finding Nimmo?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Why not? Yeah they'll be all right with you.
They screw you with the parlays here. Can't do it. It's crazy. Just can't. I mean, can you do this? Let me see.
Here come the Knicks now, Joe. They decided to start scoring. 75-67. Brunson with 23, Joe. Don't talk it down, talk it in. He's got 23.
He ain't doing anything.
Maybe Beasley hit some threes.
Well, come on.
Maybe the game goes to overtime.
You're on a pipe dream right now. Come on.
Sure. Come on.
I'm just saying. Right. I mean, now you're hoping. You're pixie dust Carver.
Gotta tell you, Joe, we forgot something here. We forgot this Adamas was playing the Brewers for the first time since he left there. Should have played this Adamas.
Well, I could play it. Why can't we play it?
You play it then. You play it.
Why? What do you think Adamas is going to do?
Homer.
You think is this Priester good or is he garbage?
Yeah, you know, he's been all right so far, but that could change.
I went after that Sonny Gray yesterday. They smacked him around. They asked Sonny Gray what his name was.
You love going after that guy, man. That's Sonny Gray.
Yeah, back in New York, Bright Lights. He was 4-0 against the Mets till he came to the Big Apple and he basically crapped the bed again. That's what happened. He can't make it in the Bright Lights big city, Sonny Gray. Can't handle it in the Big Apple. Needs like a media market with about 4 reporters. Can't handle the sauce. You know?
This game's both these hockey games are tight, Joe. 2-1 games here.
Yeah.
Washington up 2-1 on Montreal with 7 minutes to go. Winnipeg took a 2-1 lead on St. Louis.
Okay.
Some tight hockey games. Anything can happen. I'm on the Stars and the Kings tonight, Joe. Stars and Kings.
I like the Avalanche tonight. I think the Avalanche knocked them around. I told you that. Yeah. But
all right. Now I like them even more. In fact, I might just go in for more now.
Yeah?
Going in for more. Yeah. Puck would hit you in the face. You wouldn't know it. You've been not around the hockey at all this year. You're going to step in tonight now, the first a couple of nights of the Stanley Cup playoffs? Oh, you know, I think they're going to knock him around. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, maybe I'm the hero. What do you think? Maybe I'm the hero tonight. You ever think of that?
Why don't you play the alt over at 8.5 in the game? Why don't you bust it up a little bit? Play the alt over in the hockey now, too.
What was the guy that was playing for the Giants? What's his name? Adamas?
Adamas.
All right.
Your boy, Willie Adamas.
All right.
You play him to Homer?
No Homer.
What'd you play him for?
Hit.
Hit. I mean a hit. Well, whatever.
It's about putting money in your pocket, Carver. It's about putting money in your pocket as opposed to these bets that we have that have no shot. Yeah, here we go. Malik Beasley. 24 for Brunson. That does us no good. Malik Beasley, 1-3. 9 minutes left in the third. We got no shot to hit that. None.
All right. Hope he doesn't get hot.
Let me tell you.
You've already talked it down. You've talked it down. So now it's just
I knew we had no shot, Carver. I knew we had no shot. What do you want from me?
This Beasley hits 4+3s every game.
I can't believe you brought us into this Norman Powell tonight. This guy's gutless.
But me?
Yeah.
I gave you the Kawhi numbers with the bounce. The guy hates the glass. He's allergic to it. And you go in anyway. Allergic to the glass, this guy.
My account's allergic to you. As soon as you turn on a game that I'm involved in, it goes straight down. No shot.
I got Houston, Toronto on, and I got the hockey on.
Now you make sure your games are on. I notice. Nice job by you. When I need a little help, we got nothing. So there you go. What can I say?
There's nothing you can do, Joe.
Yeah, it is what it is. Corbin.
There's nothing you can say that's going to change it.
No. It is what it is.
It really is.
You know, I don't know what else to tell you, to be honest with you. You know? Keep hanging out with your syndicate crew. See how that where that gets you.
Okay? Please.
Huh?
What syndicate crew am I hanging out with?
The golf syndicate crew. It was a big day at the Masters. You were all giggly. You know, you and the read the line and, you know, Brady's cannon. Everybody was in. No?
I don't think so, Joe.
No Masters hat this weekend, huh?
I told you, I only wear that the week of the Masters.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to put together here? What do you like?
I mean, I was trying to get some things going, but you just weren't in the mix.
Here's what I have. Turang to have a hit, Adamas to have a hit, Kawhi for 8 bounds and over 9.5 in the Brewer game. That pays 10-18. Then I have Turang to get a hit, Chapman to get a hit, Yelich to hit a home run, over 9.5, that pays 22.90. We got a lot of pokes, a lot of, what do you call it? A lot of logs on the fire, you know? Fire's burning hot tonight.
Sounds like you do have a lot of logs on the fire. Does sound that way.
Mm.
Here comes this big bad Vlad. Big bad Vlad.
Mm. I didn't think tonight would be a lot of overs, and sure enough, over.
See, if you wouldn't have bellyached the first thing that I said, it's probably gonna hit.
What?
Cunningham and Brunson to get 35. It's gonna hit. But you talked it down, which caused me to go to something else. You talked it down. It's gonna hit. Cunningham and Brunson, 35 plus. Right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's all right.
You seem to have all the answers. You figured it out.
I don't have any of them, unfortunately. I have none of the answers. I wish I did, but I don't, Joe. I really don't. Did you place any bets for the draft yet?
No.
Haven't been checking the markets? You haven't been?
Nope. Yeah, I've been looking. Nothing. Again, you know, I'll do it a little closer. Nothing. It's not like I have to jump in with the draft. I'll do it maybe night of or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm not wowed, you know? Not wowed yet. You know what I mean?
Not wowed. So no, you seem like you're not even into it.
I just don't think the players are all that great this year, you know? You know, first tight end drafted, all these guys. I mean, all right, okay. Yeah? We'll see.
And usually draft week, you're all pumped up.
I'm all gassed up.
Walking around like a ghost here today on a Monday. We got to get you going with the draft. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got, Joe, some good drama for the first time in the Stanley Cup playoffs. As the games weren't really great, really both the NBA and the NHL playoffs over the weekend, except for the Clippers and Nuggets, the overtime game. So the Caps, Joe, had a 2-0 lead going into the third at home. They, about halfway through the third, let up a power play goal to Caulfield. And just moments ago, Nick Suzuki ties the game at twos.
Kikuchi?
So under Suzuki.
So under 3 minutes to go, 2-2, we might get our first overtime game of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Joe. Could happen.
Wow. I tell you, that's OT, you know, I like it in terms of Stanley Cup action. This is
you know, that means that also means we got to take somebody to score the winner from each team. You know that.
2-2.
If they get to overtime here.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, he hit him in the face with the stick.
Hit him in the face. Which game did you put on? The St. Louis game or the Montreal game?
The Montreal game. Hit him in the face with the stick. Talking about.
It's usually frowned upon, but in the playoffs, you know, anything can happen.
They give him a 2 minute. They give him a 2 minute. All right.
Really?
No, they didn't. That Evans got high with the stick. That Evans. How's the goaltender for the Canadians? He looked like a sieve at the end of the regular season.
He's all right. This Montabout. He's okay.
What's his name? Montabout? From the neighborhood?
Yeah. From the neighborhood.
Forget everything. Just go back to the neighborhood. Right?
Your boy Montabout.
Montabout. Is that Canadian?
Yes, Joe. He's Canadian.
He's got no Italian in him, Montabout?
I mean, maybe on his mom's side. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right.
Possible.
How's his butterfly?
He's been pretty good this year. He's been all right.
Is he, Caps. There it is. Wouldn't be me. Came back. There you go.
It's getting earlier and earlier. Well, I guess because you've been turning it on earlier, you've been coming in a little bit earlier recently.
Carver, come on. There we go. Mount the boat. There we go.
Look at this. Mount the boat. Let's start figuring this out. Who are we going to take for overtime winners in this game?
I want to
take Ovi. It's going to be too chalky. Too chalky for Ovi.
Who do we think is going to win?
Well, I mean, look, Caps are big favorites here at home in game one.
You want to take the Canadians, the Kid Evans? Look at this. Wow.
The kid Evans. He wants the kid. Put the kid in, Joe says. Get me the kid. Good save.
It was. See that? With the blocker, you got the glove up. I love when that happens in the playoffs. Playoffs?
Playoffs?
It's Monday. Playoffs. I'm trying to get into football mode, you know?
You see, I know you're very upset about this. I can't even get a good look at the markets because New York just they don't let you bet on the draft. So it's like, I feel like I'm a little bit behind with it, and I've got a, you know, obviously I've been doing a lot on Coast to Coast with the top three picks and the top, but like everything else after that, Joe, just feels like anything can happen.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, this draft has the least amount of buzz going into it in a long time?
Yeah, it's boring.
Even with these guys at the top, the Cam Ward and all, like, there's just no gas to it. There just isn't.
Corbin, none of these guys are moving the needle. That's the problem, you know. And it's not like, wow, I got to have this guy. Wow, I gotta have that guy.
I think people are trying to make Travis Hunter into that, but
well, Travis Hunter's a dual threat. I mean, he's the one guy that you could say from an athleticism standpoint does have value, right? But it's just,
player like him is going to change your franchise instantly.
Yeah, but outside of him, you got McMillan, you got Matt Golden. You got the kid Higgins from Iowa State in terms of wideouts. You have Amika.
Let me just tell you something. That McMillan? No thanks.
doesn't watch game film. I don't want that guy.
That guy, I'm sorry, Joe. Well, I know that we've had some wide receivers that have kind of come out of nowhere, and maybe they weren't. That guy just, you talk about not moving the needle, Joe. I don't know. It's all one thing to have the 13 catch, 270, yard performances against, Hamtramck Tech at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, I don't know if that guy's a big time game changing NFL wide receiver.
You think he's a bust?
I think that if someone takes him in the top 10, they're making a big mistake. You look at guys who have gone in the top 10. You need game changing guys at the wide receiver position. I don't think that kid's that.
I don't think he is either. But his size, his body. I would take Amika Buka over anybody. I would. That's me. Out of this,
where's
class,
he slated to go? Where's he slated to go?
I mean, slated to go. I mean, he's definitely, I think, a first round talent. But it all depends.
Bills get him at the end of the first round. Bills get him at the end of the first round.
Yeah, I mean. He
or are they going to screw up and trade him to the Chiefs or something again? Maybe the Bills will trade him to the Chiefs. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So we have our first overtime game of the Stanley Cup playoffs,
mm-hmm.
as the Caps and the Canadiens will go to the extra session. Winnipeg leads St. Louis 2-1. That is with 5 minutes to go. And how about this, Joe? The Knicks have now gotten it to 5 against the Pistons. And Brunson just went to the locker room. Mm. We're going to have to see what that's about. But 90-85, Pistons lead the Knicks with 4.5 to go. Brunson's got 33. So that would be something, Joe, if like you said, it doesn't matter because Beasley's not going to get the threes. Maybe in overtime he could. Never know. Could get hot in overtime. But
overtime?
Beasley.
Come on. We got no shot to hit this.
We got no shot. I agree.
We got to root the Kawhi bet in.
Kawhi. How about the Clippers being favorites tonight in Denver? How about that?
I mean, it would have, if it toggled around one back and forth.
Yeah, one and a half each way.
How much time?
What is the deal here? I tried to flip over to the Knick game. I just got all kinds of problems here, Joe. Just nothing going well. All right, before we leave, let's get it. Let's split an overtime winner here for this game.
What do you want to do? Let's
play some overtime winners.
All right. What do you want to do?
Will there be the blah, 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 blah? They don't have the goal scores? Come on. They used to always give you the goal scores.
Now we got nothing. Live player props.
Oh, there you go. Live player props. Oh, you could do any or game to reach overtime and score. So there it is. Overtime goal score. At the bottom of that, Joe. You see it down there?
Yeah, I see it.
Ovi plus 650. Caulfield plus 950. Strome, Suzuki 10-1. All right. How about this, Joe?
They have it all locked. Where do you see it?
Not locked for me. Go to live player props.
What am I on? Fifth goal score.
Game to reach overtime and OT goal score. Okay, you see that?
Yeah.
So let's take a guy from each team.
Game to reach overtime and OT goal score. So.
You got it or no?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's play.
How about this
play?
Connor McMichael at 13-1.
I don't love it. Oh, no. This is your guy. This is the guy we play for Washington. Your good friend from the neighborhood,
Andrew Mangiapane. We'll get your boy Mangiapane. Andrew Mangiapane.
19-1?
19-1. Mangiapane! Come on.
What about this Connor McMichael?
No, you're just...
You're just grasping at straws. What are you talking about?
Mangiapane.
I think this Connor McMichael has a shot.
Here comes this Brunson back again. It's like he gets gassed up with these shots like a couple times a game and comes back out.
What is this, Willis Reed 2.0?
How about this Suzuki? We go Suzuki for the Canadians.
All right.
How about this Suzuki?
I like McMichael. I like McMichael.
So play McMichael then.
All right.
Play McMichael. I'm playing Brendan Gallagher and Mangiapane.
All right. Good luck. I hope you win it. All right.
Well. 90-86. Pistons lead the Knicks.
Wow. Beasley come through. Guy's terrible.
Nah, this Cade Cunningham's being a total pig. He's taking every shot. This Cunningham's a total pig. All right, Joe. Tomorrow night we've got more action. 4 NHL again and 3 NBA.
Wow.
Tomorrow night.
All right, we got a shot. Wow.
And everybody's playing in baseball.
What a shame. Oh,
very
Dallas.
Big night. Great job by Matthias. Great job by Joe. Harper and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night, Cash. I'll see you tomorrow on the grid.